Pastors, you have no business telling people that they need to learn how to read their Bible so that they can understand the voice of the shepherd, Jesus Christ, if you're not going to actually preach the voice of the shepherd, Jesus Christ, in context, expositorily, and exegetically from the biblical text. The reality is that people will follow your example, Pastor. And if you mishandle God's word and treat it like a bunch of fortune cookie sayings and rip stuff out of context and have people hopping around from here to there and here to there in order to extract and strip mine from God's word some life principles or tips that they're supposed to apply for themselves, that's how they're going to read the Bible. The Bible will remain a closed book that they will continue to twist to their own destruction because you're teaching them how to do it that way. If you want them to learn how to hear and recognize the voice of their great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, and that means you're going to have to abandon seeker-driven methodologies, stop preaching to felt needs, and open up the Bible and actually preach it and teach it in context, plain and simple. And it doesn't matter if you're in the Old Testament or the New Testament, you still have to look at the overarching story of Scripture and preach Christ and Him crucified from all texts. Believe me, it's more than possible. That's the thing we're supposed to be doing. So don't sit there and nag people that you want them to learn how to hear the voice of the shepherd when you're not even even doing that yourself. I mean, this is folly at best and just absolute asininity at worst. These seeker-driven methods are bankrupt. They do not properly convey the Christian faith and sound Christian doctrine, and it's time for them to be abandoned. And for pastors to repent and get back to preaching the scriptures, the text, sound biblical doctrine, and proclaiming Christ and Him crucified from every passage of scripture. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast and you're attending a church that the pastor's doing this to the Bible, I recommend two things. First, confront him. Show him from God's word. 2 Timothy 4 will be a great place. That his job is to preach the word and that this does not qualify as biblical preaching. If he won't listen to you and refuses to repent, shake the dust off your feet and leave, and make sure to make a stink about it when you do. Warn the other sheep that they're not being fed. Warn the other sheep that the pastor is sinning against Christ by refusing to do his job. Now, I know that sounds harsh and judgmental, and yeah, I get it. The reality is that people's souls are on the line. That's how serious this is. The scriptures are about what Christ has done for us. It's time to call these pastors to repentance and no longer tolerate their shenanigans.